Yes?
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, which art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father, which art in heaven. Here I am. What's on your mind?
But I didn't mean anything by it. I was just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good, kind of like getting my duty done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What did you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means good grief.
I don't know what it means.
How should I know? It's just a part of the prayer.
By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Hey,
that makes sense.
I never thought of what hallowed meant before.
Thy kingdom come.
Did you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
What are you going to do about it?
Doing? Nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you got control of everything down here like you have up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your bad temper? You've really got a problem there, you know. And there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself. And what about the kind of books you read?
Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the rest of those people at church.
Excuse me. I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that's to happen, it'll have to start with the ones who are praying for it. Like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I probably could name some others.
Yeah, so could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would like to, you know, be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can truly be won. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah, you need to cut out the bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Criticize me, Dave? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed by it, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared too.
Scared? Of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Alice?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. Why, Lord, she's told lies about me, spread stories about my family. She never paid back the debt she owes me. I've sworn to get even with her.
What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying that load of bitterness around inside, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, have I got some plans for that neighbor. She'll wish she had never moved into this neighborhood.
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. Think of how unhappy you already are. But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Alice. Then I'll forgive you. Then the hate and sin will be Alice's problem, not yours. You will have a settled heart.
Oh, you're right. You always are. And more than that, I want to revenge Alice. I want to be right with you. All right, I forgive her. Help me find the right road in life, Lord. She's bound to be awfully miserable, now that I think about it. Anybody who goes around doing the things she does to others has to be out of it. Some way, somehow, show her the right way. There now.
Wonderful! How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, I feel pretty good. You know, I don't think I'll have to go to bed tonight uptight for the first time since I can remember. Maybe I won't be so tired from now on because I'm not getting enough rest.
You're not through with your prayer. Go on.
Oh, God. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good. Good. I'll do that. Just don't you put yourself in a place where you'll be tempted. That's your part.
What do you mean by that?
Don't turn on the TV when you know the laundry needs to be done. And the house needs to be picked up. Also, about the time you spend having coffee with your friends. If you can't influence the conversation to positive things, perhaps you should rethink the value of those friendships. Another thing, your neighbors and friends shouldn't be your standard for keeping up. And please don't use me as an escape hatch.
I don't understand that last part.
Sure you do. You've done it lots of times. You get caught in a bad situation, you get into trouble, then you come running to me. Lord, help me out of this mess. I promise I'll never do it again. Remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yes, and I am ashamed, Lord. Really, I am.
Which bargains are you remembering?
Well, there was the night that Cliff was gone and the children and I were home alone. The wind was blowing so hard, I thought the roof would go away any minute, and the tornado warnings were out. I remember praying, "Oh God, if you would spare us, I'll never skip my devotions again."
The tornado was 10 seconds away from landing on your roof when you called me. I protected you, but did you keep your promise? Did you?
I'm sorry, Lord. Really, I am. Up until now, I thought that if I just prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do what I liked. I didn't expect anything to happen like it did.
Go on. Finish your prayer. Do you know what would bring me glory? Do you know what would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I want to know how to please you. I can see what a mess I've made in my life, and I can see how great it would be to really be one of your followers.
You've just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I see that happening between us. Now that we got some of these old sins out of the way, there's no limit to what we can do together.
Lord, let's see what we can make of me, okay?
Yes, let's see.
Father, we adore thee, lay our lives before thee, O
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, hallowed be thy name. On earth as it is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread, hallowed be thy name. And forgive us all our debts, hallowed be thy name. As we forgive our debtors, hallowed be thy name. And lead us not into temptation, hallowed be thy name. But deliver us from evil, hallowed be thy name. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, hallowed be thy name. Forever and ever.
One of the stories of Jesus and his disciples is the story of how James and John and their mother came up to Jesus one day and said, "Lord, let us be your right and left hand when you come into your kingdom." They wanted to be the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense or something like that. And here's what Jesus said: "Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." There are many ways that we seek to serve our Lord, and today we'll lift up some of the missions that are supported by this church. So I would first ask us to greet Bill and Emily Rickhoff. Bill's going to do the speaking, I understand, but they're going to represent Thornwell.
Thornwell was founded in 1875 to serve war orphans in the Carolinas. It now serves South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. 1,600 and some children were served last year by Thornwell. We no longer serve many orphans because there just isn't any. Well, what is being served is our Building Families program, where we're working with families to unite them and overcome any problems that they may be having. We're grateful for that opportunity, and we look forward to serving more and more of the communities in this area. Mary Ellen, if you'd come forward, I'd like to present the church with this picture of a tree based on a palm print here in the center in the fingers that make up the branches of the tree. And each one of the leaves on that tree is a fingerprint from a child that Thornwell is serving. Their initials are, excuse me, their initials are there with their fingerprints. There you go.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll put this in our bulletin area in front of the office.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to hear more about Thornwell, Bill and Emily will be at a table in Hambly Hall. They have lots of pictures and materials that they can hand out. I'd like to ask Lauren, I think it's Lauren Tempone, who represents the work of Clothes for Kids. This church has supported Clothes for Kids for a number of years, and I'm eager to hear more about it. Hi, Lauren. Welcome.
Much for having me. I am the shopping manager at the Clearwater store right up on Hercules. Close to Kids is a grassroots organization started at a kitchen table by a couple of women with a passion for helping children. Close to Kids has a mission to provide new and quality used clothing to low-income or in-crisis school-age children free of charge. So in 2017, we distributed 260 wardrobes. A wardrobe consists of 5 pairs of socks, 5 pairs of underwear, 4 bottoms, 5 tops, a pair of shoes, a dress, and a jacket. As of 2017, we've distributed more than 128,000 wardrobes to children in Pinellas County. Thank you. So a $50 donation provides a week's worth of clothing to a child in need. Our support comes from the community. We receive financial donations from local businesses as well as local community members. And our clothing donations come from schools, faith communities, business communities, and families. Fortunately, everybody needs to clean out their closets from time to time. And this is a special month for us. July is our drop off your drawers month, where we're collecting underwear. We only give out new socks and new underwear. So this is a very important drive. We're hoping to collect more than 65,000 pairs of underwear. So if you want to drop anything off, we have our stores right up on Hercules. We have a donation box in the back. You just pack up your clothes and drop them in. And if you have any other questions, I'll be at the Mission Marketplace. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, wonderful. Oh, do you have the blue tub or? Oh, okay. Well, great.
Whatever
it is. Thank you.
I love this drop off your drawers thing. That just sounds like a lot of fun. Okay. Lewis Hill was here last year and is back this year to talk to us about Pack a Snack. We're always interested in that. And our main support for Pack a Snack is for the Belcher School. Am I saying something wrong? Oh, we are supposed to be singing. Let's go back and sing. Look at this. I have these bright ideas. May the Lord mighty...
Thank you, Hope, for having me back this year. As the pastor mentioned, you help support Belcher Elementary. Pack a Snack is a program that feeds the chronically hungry in Pinellas County. Last year, we were doing 4,800 children in Pinellas. We've now grown into Pasco and do about 1,200 there. The program feeds those that are chronically hungry. We have approximately 10,000 children in Pinellas County that don't know where their next meal will come from. Those children may eat up to 3 meals a day during the school year at school, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. However, the weekends are a real problem, and that's where Pack a Snack fills in. So the meals are packed by people in the church, taken over to Belcher, and on Friday they take them home for the Saturday and Sunday meals so they're better prepared for school Monday morning. I hope you have questions about Pack a Snack, because I'm going to be over in Fellowship Hall and I'd like to greet each one of you. And I want to, before I get down, I want to thank you, because for many, many weeks from now, I'll remember your drama presentation of the Lord's Prayer. It made me feel that God does have a sense of humor, and he does have an accent. Thank you.
We hear sometimes from Tim Lawrence about the work of Kairos, but he also has some other folks that will be here at the table in the fellowship hall. But Tim, come and tell us about the Kairos ministry.
God is great.
Yes.
My brother Joe was going to come up here, but he didn't want to come up the stairs. He's recovering. My wife's recovering. I'm recovering. One thing I want to say is Mary Ellen was very emphatic that I only have 2 minutes up here. But if you know any Greek words, Kairos means God's special time. So it's not bound by the time on the clock. But in honoring our theme of the day for missions, I have to take a moment to give a shout out to Mary Ellen, because with Debbie's accident and my car crash, I didn't even know if we were having this today. And I called Mary Ellen. I'm like, are we having the marketplace? And she's like, oh, yeah. So thanks to Mary Ellen, we're here. I want to say this. The only reason that you should do Kairos or help Kairos or even care about Kairos is because Jesus told you to. It's part of the message out of Matthew 25, and I'll just give you one line. I was in prison and you visited me. People without clothes are helped by clothes for kids, clothes to kids. People without, you know, their needs up there at Thornwell, these are great ministries. But if you're homeless and walking around the streets, you can go up to the Salvation Army and they'll give you a set of clothes. You can go over to the RCS Food Bank and they'll let you load up a basket. All you can eat for a little while until you run out of food again. But these guys are locked up. They're in prison, and there's nobody there that really cares about these guys. And there's a lot of us out here, and I say us, not just the Christian community, but us as society. We're glad to be rid of them. They've done a crime. They're doing their time. But I'm going to leave you with one thought. 99-point-something% of them are going to return to our communities. And what they do when they get out of the prisons and jails is going to be influenced by what happens to them while they're in the prisons and jails. And if nobody cares for them and ministers to them in there, they're going to come out here the same, if not worse. So me and Joe have been doing Kairos teams for years now. We go into Zephyr Hills Prison, which is right over in Pasco County. That's the nearest one to here. And I have to tell you, it's not just a ministry of us ministering to them. We get so much out of it, seeing the work of the Holy Spirit and God ministering to those people. I could tell you story after story, but I don't have a watch. But Mary Ellen told me to keep it short. Come to the table and see me and Joe. We've got a bunch of pass outs. Oh, you have a watch.
Your time is up.
Come and see us down at Hambly Hall.
Somebody asked, you may remember Tim handed out a questionnaire to see what kinds of things you're involved with and want to be involved with. And somebody came out, was a new member of the church, and said, "What in the world is RCS? And how can I say I'm interested in that?" Well, Scott Taylor is here to come and tell us today about what's going on with Religious Community Services, RCS.
Good morning. I'm honored to be here to explain what RCS is, and if you have anyone to blame for that, you should look at yourselves, and I'll tell you why. 51 years ago, RCS, Religious Community Services, was founded by 15 different houses of faith, of which your congregation was one of them. So you are one of our founders. So I want to tell you and report to you what the founding churches 51 years ago came together to write out of the book of Acts chapter 6, to form a lay ministry to serve the community. Currently, RCS is serving 130,000 Pinellas County residents every year. And I'd like to think that 51 years ago, part of me wants to say they had no idea, but I think part of me wants to say that's exactly what they had the idea of. We do this through the RCS Food Bank, which distributes 1 million pounds of food annually directly to Pinellas County residents and 2 million pounds of food annually to other food banks and food pantries. We do this through Grace House, which is for homeless families. 550 men, women, and children will go through our homeless family program. They'll spend 12 weeks with us and go into permanent housing. We have the Haven of RCS, which supports survivors of domestic violence and their children. And then we have an affordable housing program. And until recently, we had a thrift store that was just right on East Bay, but we sold that last month. But I'll come visit me at the marketplace, and I'll tell you what our plans are with that. But we would not be able to do this without the wonderful support of our founding churches and all the people who continue to support us. So thank you.
We've also been involved in the work of Cedarkirk, both in helping and in receiving the joys of Cedarkirk, our camp and conference center. The executive director is here today, Reverend John Ryder. We invite you, John, to come up and share with us what's going on at Cedarkirk.
You left Katie Berry in charge while it's over.
Look out. My name is John Ryder. I'm one of the directors there out at Cedarkirk. Cedarkirk is your camp and conference center, and we have been an outpost of ministry along the Alafi River for over 47 years now. Our mission statement is to be a place apart to build up the body of Christ in love. And to that end, we have a wide variety of ministry that happens out there, a wide variety of mission. A big part of what we do is providing a ministry of hospitality, where churches just like you all come out on retreat and have a time just to get away from the busyness of everyday life and have a moment out to enjoy the beauty of God's creation and hopefully encounter God in some new and transforming ways. We welcome over 17,000 folks out to Cedarkirk in that ministry of hospitality coming out on retreat each year. We also provide about a dozen programs throughout the year for children, youth, adults, families, and older adults. Most of those are on weekends. We have a few weekday events as well. But a big part of our ministry, as most of you know, is our summer camp program. And so right now is a very busy time out at camp as we will serve about 1,500 children and youth over the course of the summer. Most of you know we have our traditional residential camp where kids are staying out there for 5 nights and 6 days with us. But we also have our Challenge to Change program, which you heard about earlier, and we're excited about having the youth of this church participate in that program, where they'll go and do mission work during the day and then come back to camp in the evening and kind of debrief and talk about what they did. We also started a new program just a few years ago called a traveling day camp, where we pack up our camp staff and supplies into a van, and we travel to a church, and we partner with them, and we provide a day camp experience at that church for their church community and their community around them to have a week of camp out on the road. And so we've been serving about 14 of those. Will happen this summer in our new traveling day camp program. A camp truly is a place where lives are changed as folks get away from the noise and the busyness of their everyday lives and hopefully encounter God in new and transforming ways and hopefully have a chance to connect with God and with members of their church family in different ways. This is also a very exciting time out at Cedar Kirk because we are looking to the future and we are embarking on a capital campaign to address some facility needs. As a 47-year-old facility, many of you know, we've got some challenges related to accessibility and for folks with mobility issues, and so we've dreamed up this vision of a new dining hall and some new additional facilities there, and I'd love to share with you more about it, so come on by the table and I'll fill you in on our plans for the future and all that's going on out at camp. This church has a long history of support with Cedar Kirk, and so I just want to thank you all for that. I want to thank you for coming out on retreat for a lot of years, for sending campers, and for sending staff, so thank you all very, very much.
On behalf of the family and friends of Hope, I'd like to present you a check for $2,500.
Wow. Thank
That's you for your capital campaign. Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm not sure that you heard what Mary Ellen said, was that check was to represent a gift from this congregation for the capital funds campaign that you can hear more about, that's talking about a new dining hall and other improvements to the facilities. That comes from our Highland Mission Fund.